past all ages. Amen. As we heard the gospel reading for the first Sunday of the month of Abib, which begins the new theme of the month, the last month, which begins, and we celebrate usually the Feast of the Pentecost, and the start of the Apostles' Fast, which focuses on the Holy Spirit in different times, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This month, because usually it is the Feast of the Apostles, so we start with the theme of the Apostles, then we start with the calling of the Apostles, and then the virtue of the Apostles, the service of the Apostles, and of course many of the miracles and works which were done at the hand of our Lord in the midst of the Apostles. This day, which we would like to focus on and turn our minds to the understanding of the sense of urgency in which our Lord calls and commissions the 70. You'll notice that it says the 70 others also, which were in addition to the 12 that the Lord had sent out to do to every place and every city in which he was about to go. And this event happened in the blessed city of Capernaum, which was from which many miracles around the Sea of Galilee were done in this place, and many disciples themselves were called from here. But he sent them from Capernaum to go into the region because he was going to go to Tyre, Sidon, and Chorazin, Bethsaida, all of these places which some would accept and some would not accept. To have the sense of urgency is different than the sense of emergency. The sense of urgency, when there is an importance that we have to take into our hands, in which the time is of the essence, and the exact opposite, which is complacency, someone who is just sitting and waiting very passively, or as the servant who was delaying in thought that the master would delay in his coming, so he began to act as if his master was not going to come anytime soon, eating and drinking and acting in a very difficult way. Also, the sense of lukewarmness, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation, where the Lord said, I wish that you were either cold or hot, but you are neither, and then I will vomit you out of my mouth. How can we develop the sense of urgency, or to remind ourselves with this sense of urgency? And there are many guides, many points, which the Lord mentioned in this commission that he gives to the apostles in Luke chapter 10. The first one, which was the message itself, to go. And this is the understanding of what an apostle is. The apostle is one who is sent to a place to do something, and to do it quickly and to do it effectively. There are some people who came to this place or were born in this place. There are other people who came for other reasons, whether by family or economic conditions, or just to make a decision to come to a new place. But the one who is an apostle is sent to a place to do a specific work. Like Abraham, who was sent from his country, from his family, from his comfort zone, to go and to do the work that was called by him. St. Paul was sent to many places. And all of the apostles were sent, and they left everything for his name. If you look in the lives of the saints, that many of them were sent to a new place to do a new work, and they would be called by that and associated with that place. St. Anthony was sent to a very specific place, and he lived for over 80 years in this place. And the same even for St. Cyril of Alexandria, whom we commemorate tomorrow, that he spent most of his life in Alexandria. It was only one time, as far as we know, when he was young, he spent some time in the desert, in the wilderness, under the guidance of St. Serapion, of St. Isidore Pelusium, and others. But a short time in his life, which he was preparing for Ephesus, maybe 1 year or 1 year and a half. And it was so difficult for him, this journey, which someone can take an hour now by plane, or a little bit longer by boat, but it was so difficult that he wrote several letters to Alexandria. He said, "I don't know if we will arrive alive, and I don't know if we will come back even free, or we will be imprisoned." And he did suffer a short time in Ephesus, and it was very difficult for him during this time there. But he is forever known for that small journey because of the work that God sent him for in that place. And so we are also sent, yes, maybe in a different way, maybe not like St. Anthony to live in a cave, or like St. Cyril to go to lead a council of the world, but we are sent. We are sent to do a work, and each one is sent to do a different work. That's why we have to make our calling and our election sure, to know exactly why we are here and what we are to do in this short time that we have. So the Lord sends and commissions them to say, "Go and do your way." And one of the translations says, "Go your way." Actually, in the Greek, it's one word, and a very urgent message to go and to do your work. The second guidance which the Lord says here is, "Carry neither money bag, sack, nor sandals." And this is how to be simple in our life. Not simplistic, but not to be distracted by things in the world, from possessions, or to be distracted from things, to be picky. Even he says, "Eat and drink whatever they set before you." And he says, even not to greet anyone along the road, because when you go to do your work, to be very clear and focused. Remember when Abuna Pshoy Kamel was sent here for a short time, and His Holiness told him, and Abuna Mikhail also guided him, he said, "Go and do your work, and do it faithfully, quickly, and return." And even he had guided Abuna Tedros and others who were sent for short missions, but even every day, very blessed, because there was no time that was wasted. Very focused in the service and in the ministry. How can we avoid distractions and avoid other things in life that come to distract us from our goal, from our clear mission? Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is St. Paul, who is directing our focus by telling us to say, "I'm focused on my goal." And every place that he went, many cities. Now, if someone were to do it, it would take a long time to do his journeys. We say how in those ancient times he could cover such vast land in a short time, and how to be so focused that in every city he goes, the word and the gospel is spread in such an efficient and effective manner by the grace of God. Because every word for him was counted, and every work was valuable. And he saw how Christ is calling him to this place to do an effective work. That's why even now some people will trace every footstep that he makes, and even in each place to see what sermon he gives in this place. This is the one who is focused on the goal and is effective. How can we also to be looking forward, not just focused on the problems of today, but living life with this long-range focus? The Epicureans and others in Isaiah and in Corinth were saying, "Let us eat, let us drink, for tomorrow we will die." They saw the end. They said, "We're going to die." And said, "We'll live our life as we want. Let us enjoy today." But the apostles were looking with a much longer range. And that's why even when they came rejoicing after this, that even the demons are subject to mine, he said, "Don't just look at what's happening. Yes, you are healing. Yes, you are doing many miracles." But he said, "Look, that rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. put your focus in the kingdom of heaven, and that way you are going to be able to live today. They prepared the way for the Lord, and they knew that we are going to do this work because the Master is coming. Just like we call St. John the Baptist, we call him Prodromos. Prodromos is the little runner that comes ahead of the king to make sure the path is clear enough for the carriage or for his caravan that's coming. Or it's the little boat that goes before the large boat in the harbor to make sure that there's nothing obstructing the way of the boat. That's why even though it's very small, it goes very quick and it makes sure that everything is ready for the king. They knew that this was their call, this was their job. So they went very quickly to say, the Master is coming. And they began to describe as much as they could who he was so the people would receive him. Like the Samaritan woman, she said, go see a man who told me everything that I do. And even in the end they said, we don't believe him because we don't believe you and your words, but because we heard him, now we understand. As if they're belittling her work. But she said, I did my work. I brought the whole city to him. That's why he chose her, because she was faithful in doing this great work. When we see ourselves, yes, we are small. Yes, we are limited. Yes, we may not have many gifts or talents as other people. But if we do our work faithfully and honestly, God will be pleased and will reward. There were many saints. They lived their life and they didn't see the great multitudes coming. They didn't see miracles. They didn't see many things. And when they left in this earth, we understood the value more. There's many people. There are some monks who were living in caves which they weren't discovered until after their death. And there are many faithful people who were struggling, like Saint Marina, the ascetic. She was accused of many things in her life. No one came to her for advice. They would only criticize her from afar. They didn't know until after her death how great, how much she sacrificed, how much she suffered for the glory of God. This is how we can endure and be always forward-looking. The other thing is that when they were rejected, and they received much rejection, that they did not take it personally. They humbly did their work, and they continued in their journey, like the instruction of the Lord in Luke that said, "When even if they give you many words of praise in doing something good," he said, "we just did our job." And if they accuse you falsely, he said, go out, shake the dust off of your feet, and move, continue to the next, go and do your work. They were focused on the call, not on the people's reactions, whether it was good or bad. Another way to have and maintain the sense of urgency is to hold ourselves accountable. As regular as we can, the faithful and the just steward was always evaluating, like a good businessman at the end of his day will evaluate what happened in this day. Sometimes they worry so much if it's negative and not. But the one who is very wise steward, he is evaluating himself and his work. And that's why he said the faithful one, he was working and laboring with what he had. 5:2. The one he belittled. He said, I will just keep it because he's a just and hard man. So how can we see and evaluate ourselves and keep ourselves accountable? The Lord said that for every idle word that we will speak, we will give account of it in the day of judgment. What about the idle works that we have or the idle time that we have? How much will we have to give account to everything? And if we see that, yes, God is a just judge, he's not seeking to condemn, but he said, I gave you this life, I gave you this knowledge, you were blessed to be in such a great church, to have so many saints, that we inherited a great tradition with countless books Even I was telling people the other day, about 100, 150 years ago, most of the fathers were not in any modern language. It was something that people had lost touch with, all of the effort and works that they were spending years of their life to explain for us the gospel. And now, in a few seconds, you can have access to most of their work. I remember when I first came to study and wanted to study Saint Cyril, I would look at the volumes of that he wrote in the library, but all in Greek. And I would say, when can we be able to read all of this? By the time I finished, many people did the work in English and in Arabic and other languages, and we enter into their labors. And you see how much value that we understand from short time that we have access to great wisdom and knowledge. Like someone will come across a verse and we will be struggling with it maybe for months. And they would go, like as in the paradise mentioned, they would go say, maybe I'll go to my father and he will tell me. And anyone who is this faithful, how can I be faithful to follow the command of the Lord, will receive abundantly, whether or not from the fathers, from a spiritual father, or from the Holy Spirit even speaking through him. If we do these things to make sure that we are moving in the direction that God wants us to, we're not distracted by the possessions or by people or by the accusations or by the problems, we have our goal and we have it clear, and every day we hold ourselves accountable to what we have received, we will begin to see, as if the apostles who came back, they said, hey, God, you, all of this happened. We rejoice in how God is working with us daily, how he uses us to bring joy and peace and comfort to many people. In yesterday's gospel, yesterday evening, he said they went and did healing everywhere. Because God said, go preach and heal. So they went, they said, we are commanded to heal. Even I don't know how it will work. God told me to heal, so they would go and pray, the person is healed. And he said, go and loose these people from the demons that they have. So they went, exactly what he told them, they did. Because our work is not something that we think of and have a plan and decide to do something. It's something that we're called to do, and that it is his work. That's why in this city, in Capernaum, he looked and he saw all the cities. There's a place in Capernaum where you can see Chorazin, you can see Bethsaida, and he began to preach to the cities when he was in the one place, as if he was telling them that I'm sending you to do work and I know the results. And even if it's not going to be successful as you imagine, as you hope, but still, my responsibility to send you, your responsibility to obey and to see the work. And that's why in our life, we examine ourselves. We said, Lord, I wish and I seek to do your will in every place, to preach your word, to teach your way, to follow in your path, and whatever the result, my only desire is to be faithful to your commands, to be a good steward, to be honest and faithful, to be like your saints that's mentioned in the psalm, that God is glorified in the council of his saints, that I want to be in that company and journey. And each one of the apostles, if you look at their lives, very different. They had the same instruction, the same call. But when they went to the cities that they were sent to, each one had a very different experience. St. Mark in the beginning, had a very good result with Ananias and the others. And then when he went to Libya, not as much. And then by the time he came back, the church was thriving, but he was martyred. You look at St. Thomas, very, very different result. St. Paul also, some cities very quickly thriving. Some cities he has to go once and twice to guide them, like Corinth, or discipline them, or teach them again, like Thessalonica, every place was different. And every disciple was different. So God, will may He guide us with His mighty way and teach us how to labor for the kingdom, because the harvest is great and the laborers are few. Glory be to Him now and ever, the ages of all ages.